It's election season in Nigeria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. These elections are trying to answer some really big questions. We'll tell you what those are in just a moment. And happy World Radio Day. Today is a chance to recognize how radio is still relevant today, especially for ministries. Some thoughts on focus, mission, and movement in that story. But first, on Saturday, 84 million of Nigeria's registered voters will pick a president. There's a field of candidates, but the top two are President Muhammadu Buhari and his rival Atiku Abubakar.
The current president, President Muhammadu Buhari, is saying, give me four more years. Look at what I've done since 2015 when I was elected the last time. And opposition candidates are saying, what have you done?
The biggest issues facing the winner: corruption, security, and terrorism. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman, Todd Nettleton.
Even more than the economy is the safety of the people. And they see the attacks of Boko Haram. They see more attacks. They see bigger scale attacks that are affecting more people. And they say, you know, what is our government doing to protect us?
Boko Haram plagues Nigeria with its effort to carve out an Islamic state out of the north. For Christians, the question they're trying to answer is,
who is going to provide safety? Who is going to make sure that churches don't get bombed and track down the culprits when there are attacks and bring them to justice? I think that's a very significant issue for the Christians, like I say, particularly in the north.
So pray for fair elections and for godly leaders.
Pray that whoever wins will consider Nigeria's Christians as a vital part of the citizenship there, people who are worthy of protection, people who are worthy of freedom of worship, freedom of religion, and will protect some of those rights that are promised in the Nigerian Constitution.
From Nigeria's elections, we'll turn next to something called UPGs. These are unreached people groups, and a total of 2 billion individual people fall into the unreached category. The Alliance for the Unreached intends to change this statistic. Now, as part of the alliance, DOOR International focuses on the unreached deaf population. DOOR CEO Rob Myers says the task ahead is monumental.
Many are familiar with the passage that says the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That's very, very true in deaf communities. There are very few deaf leaders who are trained to reach other deaf communities.
Led by a senior team of deaf Christians, DOOR International provides training in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. They're targeting the world's largest area of need, and in one Asian nation,
they're aware of 4,000 believers total among those over 10 million deaf people.
DOOR's starting to train deaf leaders this year, and there are sign language Bible translations in the works, too.
These are people groups that number over 500,000 deaf people, and to date, they've had no scripture. So now, for the first time, deaf believers are going to be chosen, and a team is going to be formed to begin to do that.
And today is World Radio Day. It's a time for us to celebrate the medium and its ability to connect the world's widest audience. And it's through radio that Transworld Radio communicates the love of Christ and the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News' Katie Harth tells us more.
This year's theme for World Radio Day is Dialogue, Tolerance, and Peace. It's a good fit with TWR's vision as it broadcasts programming in over 230 languages. The potential audience? About 4 billion people. Imagine trying to reach all of them without the radio. It would be next to impossible. That's why, despite growing in other mediums, TWR continues to put a large focus on its radio work. In fact, TWR recently became the most powerful AM station in the Western Hemisphere. The ministry is currently working on a transmitter in Central Asia, as well as a project to reach Nigeria and its neighbors through the sound waves. With Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Ask God to continue working through radio to share His hope and the gospel message around the world. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.